5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think it's so funny. I mean, I don't know any different because, you know, I've been married for so long and I met my husband when I was in college. So I haven't really been in the dating scene a long time. But one of my single girlfriends said she met a really nice guy online and they've been talking. And we've been talking about this in the past, that this is the time you're supposed to be looking for love.
I think this might actually be the best time. I mean, I haven't been single in a very long time myself either. But, you know, we've talked to a couple experts and I think that there's a lot of merit to the fact that you don't have the opportunity to go out, get together, and get caught up in all the hype of things. So let's just say it's not just about, you know, the attitude that you portray when you first meet somebody or the scene that you adhere to, like going dancing or, you know, going to the club or whatever, something like that. You really have a stripped down sense and, you know, interaction going on right now. So it's a lot of conversation, right? And then it's not all like the labels and stuff like none of that stuff matters right now. It's not about what clothes you're wearing or anything.
It's Anna and Raven. So we asked on our Facebook page because I was curious. Like it's just they've only talked a couple times, but
sure.
She seems so like excited. And I was like, "Are you going to meet him?" And she's like, "Well, no, because you
not
know,
yet.
It's not on." But I bet you eventually, like if this stretches on for another month or so, which it probably will, that she'll probably go and meet him if she thinks it's
I like
okay.
The parking lot and park conversations with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, a safe distance. Sure.
I asked on our Facebook page, you can search Anna and Raven, have you had any luck finding Mr. and Mrs. Right during this pandemic online? Let's see. Deborah, I'd love to also know. Been on Bumble, Our Time, and Zippo. Help me, Anna and Raven, to find a nice guy. I don't even think
what
I
makes
even
you
know.
Think we know them.
Right, we don't know them. Our Time and Zippo, those are two sites I didn't even know existed.
I think Our Time is over 50.
Oh, is
that's
it?
That's what that is, yep.
Oh, that's fun.
50 is the new 30 at this point, right?
Yeah.
50 people be out there having a good time.
Yanitsa wrote, please write comments here and then we can choose somebody from the selection. Anna
she wanted
Raven,
you guys to submit
we
there.
We need a dating post. I'm available. I think, you know, in my mind, I was like, why would you want to look for somebody right at this moment? Because there's so much else going on. There's so much uncertainty. But I guess it makes a lot of sense that this is the time that you really should be looking for somebody.
What do you think we'll have more of when the restrictions are lifted? Do you think that we'll have more people ghosting people because now their quarantine relationship is over? You've been quarantined dumped.
Right.
Or do you think we'll have more pretty in pink, she's all that, the dork, you know, the most beautiful girl in school falls in love with the dork or vice versa or whatever? What do you think we'll have more of?
I don't know. I feel like every time we turn on the news, it's something different. Either the divorce rate is going to skyrocket.
Right.
The marriage rate is going to skyrocket.
Right.
And now I guess finding people on Our Time is also going to skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Have you had any luck finding Mr. and Mrs. Right during this pandemic online? Finding love during quarantine. Is that a real thing? It's Anna and Raven. I keep seeing all over these places, even on Glamour.com, which is a magazine, 21 virtual dates you can go on in quarantine.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, so romantic.
Yeah, I keep waiting to line up my virtual vacation, but I don't have any time for that.
Five best online dating sites to find love, even in quarantine. The new rules for finding love in pandemic. You see it all over the place because they're saying this is the time that you're supposed to be looking for people online. It's the best time because everybody's hunkered down. I was shocked when a friend of mine told me she actually started talking to a guy on Zoom and everything was going in the right direction.
Well, you know, you're isolated, right? And there's none of that superficial going out and the courting rituals are different. So now it's really about the mind and what's really going on with the person, if you believe that type of thing.
We asked on our Facebook page, did you find love during quarantine? And it was an overwhelming
Nope.
Nope.
Buzzard out.
But did you actually go on dates during this time? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I did not. I had a Zoom date with this guy and it was fine. But, you know, it's great because things that you wouldn't normally get to see or know about someone, you can see, like his messy apartment. And I kept staring at his unmade bed and how he had all these like wrestling posters on his wall.
Nice.
And he's 26. Like he was so nice, but I knew the environment was not for me.
I would never be able to get over that. Like staring at a bed and the posters in the back of his
Was he training to be a wrestler? Because if he was, that would be one thing.
Does he live on his own or does he still live with his parents?
I didn't ask, but I assume he lived with his parents.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
Strikeout.
What if he's the one, though? What if he was the one?
Is he the one? Is he really
the
in
one,
his parents' basement with the wrestling poster
the
on the wall?
One doesn't have the posters on the wall.
I guess. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did you find Mr. and Mrs. Wright during quarantine?
I'm not sure. I need advice. I spent 3 hours on the phone on Saturday talking to a woman that we're mutual friends with a buddy of mine through Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and we've been texting ever since. I invited her over to have drinks on the patio, you know, like we'll do the 6 foot distancing thing.
Right.
And just,
sure.
Yeah.
She refuses to come over until the quarantine's over.
Oh. Well, I mean.
Well, maybe she likes you. She wants to sit closer to you. Maybe you could meet her in a neutral place, too. Maybe she thinks you're a serial killer. I mean, you invited her right over into your yard.
But where are they going to go? They can't go to a bar.
On. They could just go into a parking lot. They can go to a bar parking lot.
Oh, you think that's better?
And sit the cars one space across from each other and then roll down their windows.
She doesn't want to leave her house. Or is that another problem?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, I don't really want to spend 3 hours on the phone a day or texting all day if I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's true. Like, do you even waste time?
The higher prospects going on, despite the fact that you can't leave your domicile. I love it.
I don't know. I think I'm going to just have to find a woman who's a little more gutsy, I guess.
All right. You're going to find somebody who's willing to take the risk.
Ann Raven, have you hooked up, found a love connection during the quarantine?
Well, I have a girlfriend, but I guess people is doing that because of the quarantine. After the quarantine, everybody's going to go back to normal, and nobody's going to look for anybody.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. There's going to be a big ghosting wave, huge ghosting wave.
You called it quarantine dumping,
right? Yeah, quarantine dumping, right. I think that we should trademark that phrase.
It's because they feel alone, and they're looking for somebody online or something like that.
Right.
But after this, everybody's going to go back to normal life.
It's the same thing when you know somebody who's incarcerated. They always get a jail girlfriend.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a real
exactly?
thing.
Exactly?
Oh, yeah. It's totally. It's just like when you go off in the military.
It's the same way.
It's what? Just like when you join the Navy. You get a Navy girlfriend.
All right.
Yeah, they're free. They're going to back to normal life. They're not going to look for somebody.